Wishing you a beautiful Thursday and welcome to your teaching from It's Time For Me. So all of this month we have been covering the topic of true self-care, and firstly, just to say, if you've missed any of the audio teachings, you can go back under this one and listen to them all. They are spread out because as this has been a new month of teachings in a different way, we're spreading the teachings out over the course of the month to give you time to implement them and to put them in. Also, every day you've been getting your text message, which would have some more guidance in it. And then twice a week, once you're getting the goal tracking and you're also getting the emotional tracker. So if at this point you haven't been filling in any of those, you know, maybe start again next month. So this day next week is the 1st of August and we're going to be starting a brand new topic. So for the rest of this week and some of next week, we're finishing out this topic of true self-care. I think you've all done really well, firstly, just to say, on everything you've been progressing through. I have loved keeping a track of your weekly goals and seeing how much you've actually implemented from what we've talked about and the accountability that you have for yourself, because you're looking at, you know, whether you've been up with your goals or down with your goals, and also really keeping an eye on how you're feeling. So on the 31st of July, which is next Wednesday, you will be getting, for those of you who have submitted your goals and your emotional tracking, you'll be getting two different results from me. The first one would be to look at your goals over the course of the month and how you got on. I'll be giving you a little kind of summary of that. And then the next thing is more of a graph to show you your emotional highs and lows and the spikes. And the reasons will be written in beside those highs and lows to show you where you've been at. So if you do want to take part, you know, you can go back and look at those. But I would say at this point, if you haven't started anything, just wait till the next topic, because you can reset your goals and start again, and maybe just keep an eye on your own emotions over the course of this week. So after all of that, today's topic is really about looking at expecting the best. And why is this actually a self-care topic? Expecting the best in our life is a self-care topic because when we are truly looking after ourselves and our true self-care or care of ourselves is at an optimum level, we are looking to expand our mindset. We are looking to truly mind ourselves from an emotional perspective, a mental perspective, and a physical perspective. When we are going about creating a new self-care practice to be able to help with those three elements of our self-care, it is important to look at the good in life. We've talked about gratitude this month. We've talked about looking at the good aspects of yourself. All of these things form part of it. But expecting the best is something that has been coming up over the last couple of days for me in all of my readings, and even a session that I had myself of healing done 2 days ago. And it's just that part where we're so full of fear and we're in this space where we just don't feel like what we truly want to happen can actually be manifested or created by us. When the fear overtakes and we're in this space of just paralysis nearly, because we can't expect the best. So for you to look at your self-care at this moment in time, it's about saying, well, all of the things that I'm going to implement in my life to truly care for myself and to heighten that care for myself are therefore leading you to be in a place of more balance, to be more connected and more in alignment with yourself. When we are in alignment with ourselves and when we are in balance, we therefore open up the doors. It's like moving into a different universe nearly. We open up the doors of expansion and growth, that the things that we want to achieve, what we want to work towards, what we want to progress towards, have a chance and an opportunity, and more particularly a space to now come into our life. If you are in a place where your mindset is expecting the worst with everything, you will find the difficulties with that. And what I've also done yesterday is I have recorded a small video. And in that video, I talked about how our past experiences and our limiting belief actually stop us from moving forward. So I'll explain a little bit about that. So yesterday I was getting ready to go to a business meeting. And I was getting ready, it was a really hot day, and I have these really pretty sandals with leather soles and then a gorgeous ribbon, white ribbon made of cloth around the top. And I was saying, I had a beautiful white polka dot dress on. I said to myself, I'll wear those sandals with it and be lovely and whatever. And then I realized that my sandals are broken. Last week when I wore them, one of the pieces came out and I had to walk on my bare feet when I was out, which was really embarrassing, till I got home. So anyway, I decided, okay, well, I can't wear those. I'll put on a different pair of sandals instead. And when I was getting dressed, I was putting the sandals on and thought to myself, oh God, what if these break as well when I'm out? I'm going 30 minutes drive away from my house. What am I going to do? What if they break? Will I end up being at this meeting and having to walk on my bare feet? And in that moment, I stopped myself and I said, what are you talking about? Like, first of all, I could wear different footwear, or I could actually bring a different pair of shoes in the car with me in case something did happen to my sandals, for example. So what it got me thinking about is, in that moment of putting on a pair of shoes, I had a memory of this incident from last week that's so trivial and really not important, but that my fear of my sandal breaking happened because of my sandals breaking last week. And that instead of being able to actively balance myself for a minute and have the solution of another pair of shoes, which was like so logical, I just went straight into a negative of what if they break. But what it really did was, it was like a mirror for me, and it showed me that if I think that way about a pair of bloody sandals, what am I thinking about big stuff? So when we are not truly looking after ourselves, we're not in connection with our emotions or healing emotions from the past, past experiences, past difficulties that have happened to us, that have therefore created in our present tense limiting and negative beliefs, we therefore put like a worst case scenario on something, or we go to that more negative place, and therefore we do not expect the best. And in that moment, I stopped and I said, I'm just going to go with my sandals and just be fully fine that they will be okay. They were okay. I still have them. They didn't break. Nothing happened to them. And it's like a metaphor or an analogy for how life should be. It's like, I trust that these will be fine. I trust that this is going to work out for me. I trust that this is the right thing. But often we're just caught up in the what ifs. Oh my God, what if this happens? What if this doesn't happen? What about the catastrophe? What's the potential pitfalls? And in that moment of stress, we don't see the solution, like I didn't see the solution for bringing another pair of shoes. But what I did have was the clarity to stop and recognize what my thought process was like. And that's the part I want to get you guys to do, because true self-care is about awareness of yourself. It's about feeling how you feel. Acknowledge those negative emotions. Acknowledge all of the difficulties or stresses that you're having. Acknowledge your limiting thoughts. And then take a moment and restock and restart again and go into more flow. So think about that for today, and maybe what areas of your life you're holding yourself back in, and why is your own personal self-care and self-care practice not working at this time. So I wish you a great Thursday. Look forward to connecting with you tomorrow.